Republicans often note with pride it was a Republican president, Theodore Roosevelt, who championed conservation and preservation. Teddy Roosevelt pushed for things such as laws to protect Yellowstone Park and conserve timber resources. During this year's race for president, the top two Republican candidates often invoke the name of Theodore Roosevelt. Here's John McCain at a news conference in New Hampshire.
Teddy Roosevelt was the guy who was responsible for the national park system in America. Our crown jewels now are $6 billion underfunded.
And George W. Bush in a speech found on his website.
The legacy of Theodore Roosevelt is an America that has made significant progress in protecting our environment.
But some in the Republican Party say the party's leadership has neglected that legacy. Among them is Theodore Roosevelt IV. Roosevelt says it's impossible to know exactly what his great-grandfather would have thought about his name being bandied about by today's politicians.
On the one hand, I think he'd be very proud because he clearly has become a symbol for enlightened, progressive environmental leadership. He'd be very proud of that. On the other hand, he believed very clearly in the idea of it being forthright. One of the things that you will see today in the congressional leadership and sometimes in Washington, people who are anything but environmentalists trying to clothe themselves in a cloak of green, and he'd be the first one stripping that false cloak off them.
Roosevelt is a Republican and active in supporting environmentalism. He's the chair of the League of Conservation Voters. Each year, the group issues scorecards that track politicians' votes on the environment. Roosevelt says he knows Republican politicians who fight for the environment, but he says too often Republican leadership, particularly congressional leadership, fails to support sound environmental laws.
As a Republican, what just drives me stark raving mad is when we pursue dumb politics that gets you unelected and bad public policy at the same time. There's just no justification for that.
Roosevelt is not alone. Other Republicans make the same complaint. In fact, in 1995, a new group was formed calling itself Republicans for Environmental Protection. It's grown to 3,000 members in 47 states. Martha Marks is the group's president.
We believe that the Republican Party has just made up its mind that this is not an issue that Republicans care about or should care about, and they're willing to cede that to the Democrats. We think that's an absolutely idiotic position to take, given the fact that something like 80% of the American people routinely say they consider themselves environmentalists.
Mark says she's not sure how the conservative wing of the Republican Party came to take what she considers to be anti-environmental positions. She says environmental protection, careful use of natural resources, is more conservative than what she calls squandering for short-term profit.
We believe that conservation is conservative. It is fundamentally conservative to be a conservationist. It is not conservative to squander our resources.
But one political observer says getting the conservative members of the Republican leadership to completely redefine their environmental positions might be asking too much. Alan Lichtman is a professor of history at American University and the author of books about presidential politics.
To the extent the Republicans might want to debate the environment, it would have more to do, I think, with the broader picture of how we go about enforcing environmentalism. That is, do we rely on the regulatory approach, or do we move more towards a compact with business, cooperation, and voluntary compliance? And they might also want to take on the broader issue of the economic impact.
But the group Republicans for Environmental Protection wants to push the debate further. In 1996, the group was too new and too small to affect any changes in the National Convention Party platform. Mark says this time around, the group has met with several staffers and leaders from the Republican National Committee. Mark says the group has more political clout now.
They definitely know we're out here. They actually wish we would sit down and shut up, but we are not doing so, and we are going to be very insistent.
In recent years, the group has been recruiting like-minded Republicans, including people in other conservation organizations, such as Theodore Roosevelt IV. Roosevelt says he has some political advice for the candidates who are campaigning across the country, invoking his great-grandfather's name.
Move towards the center and recognize that this is an issue that is important to 80% of the American people, and do so in a way that reflects a strong commitment and support clean air, support clean water, have a good work on having a good public lands policy.
Roosevelt says his fellow Republicans should remember when Richard Nixon won in a landslide in 1972, he had supported legislation for clean air and clean water. The Environmental Protection Agency was established during his administration. Roosevelt says it's not that Nixon was an environmentalist, but he was a wise politician. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.